The city of Oswego cut 16 firefighter positions this year, but six of those firefighters have now been hired by the Syracuse Fire Department. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, some Syracuse Common Councilors are upset that Syracuse residents were not considered for those positions.
Councilor Helen Hudson called it unfair and a disservice to the residents of Syracuse who have passed a civil service exam and are waiting to get into the fire department.
I have a problem with that because we have city residents that have a stake in this community, that lived here all their lives. They should be given that opportunity to have those jobs.
At a common council meeting, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner's chief of staff, Bill Ryan, took responsibility.
The reason I came to the microphone is because this decision was not made by Chief Linares, it was made by me.
Ryan called it a win-win situation. The Syracuse Fire Department had 10 vacancies that needed to be filled. The longer those vacancies remain, the more overtime needs to be paid to staff the department. Ryan says it usually costs about $25,000 to train a new firefighter, but it will only cost $3,000 to train the firefighters from Oswego. And under new collective bargaining, new firefighters will have to live in the city of Syracuse for 5 years.
So they will be subject to rules that the rest of the department are not.
Hudson expressed doubts that the Oswego firefighters would fully move to Syracuse. Oswego Fire Chief Jeffrey McCroby applauded the city of Syracuse for making this move and says it will be a fantastic opportunity for the new hires. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.